growth, increase, expansion, evolving. We seem passionate about teenagers and young adults. Yes, you. You're welcome to the Victorious Voice Network. We're committed to being a voice and communicating life in a hopeless and vulnerable world. Listen to the Victorious Voices as they bring you hope for you.
Are you striving to build and nurture meaningful relationships with others, with people in the body of Christ, and with God as a higher authority? Then spiritual growth is what you need. You're welcome to another episode of the Victorious Voice Network. I am Victoria Inolua. The last two episodes has been an introduction into growing spiritually as teenagers and as young adults. God wants to relate with us. He wants to have a personal relationship with us. And we can only do that by the power of the Spirit. What then is spiritual growth? What does it mean when we talk about spiritual growth? In layman language and just with the word spiritual growth, it means growing spiritually. Yeah, it's as simple as that, growing spiritually. Spiritual growth is a process. It is not something that just happens once. Like it was mentioned in the last episode, if you have not listened, you can check back and listen again before you continue this. Spiritual growth is a process. It's a process of building and nurturing meaningful relationship with God, meaningful relationship with others in the body of Christ. And as we all know, God is a higher authority. The Bible says in Ephesians 1 verse 4 that God chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. God created us for relationship, and He expects that we live as such. He expects that we live nothing less of what He wants us to be. Spiritual growth is more of an inner process. It has been emphasized that it is a process. It happens over time, but it is more of an inner process. It's more of something that happens within you. Yes, it affects how you relate with people. It affects what you do. It affects your thoughts. It affects a lot of things about you, but it is more of an inner process. And it's an inner process of taking off the Adamic nature, taking off the worldly nature, ridding yourself of worldly lifestyles, of worldly habits, of worldly ideas that do not conform with the Word of God. Anything that does not conform with the Word of God, that is not in alignment with God's will and purpose for your life, that is not spiritual growth. Spiritual growth is when you're able to rid yourself of worldly lifestyles, of worldly habits, and you align yourself to God's purpose and His will for your life. Spiritual growth is living more for God and living less for yourself, living less of yourself as well. That is what spiritual growth is. To come again with that, it is living more for God and living less for yourself. When you are growing spiritually, you will notice that you begin to live more for God and you begin to live less for yourself. That is what spiritual growth is. The book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 19 to 20. In verse 19, it describes a particular set of people as people that follow their natural instincts because they do not have God's Spirit in them. But verse 20 says, "But you, dear friends, must build each other up in your most holy faith, praying in the power of the Holy Spirit," praying in the Holy Ghost. That is what spiritual growth is. When you are growing spiritually, that means the Holy Spirit is helping you to rid yourself of the fruits of the flesh, to rid yourself of natural instincts, to rid yourself of your own wisdom and allow yourself to be won by the Spirit of God. Allow the wisdom of God to come upon you and express itself in your life. That is what spiritual growth is. God expects us to grow spiritually. We should not remain babies. Yeah, we should not remain babies being fed with milk. Like it was stated in the introductory part of this episode, that spiritual growth is a process of nurturing meaningful relationship with others. That means that your own spiritual growth has a part to play in the life of another person. When you are not growing spiritually, then you are ridding someone else of something they should be gaining from you. A blessing that you should be is what you are ridding yourself of and you are ridding others of. In subsequent episodes, we'll still be looking at what spiritual growth is, the essence of spiritual growth, how we can grow intentionally, spiritually. And I trust that God will help us through this process. In Jesus' name, prepare your heart to receive and to learn, and keep praying and trusting God in your spiritual walk. I pray God will help us all in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. God bless you.